Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, welcome again to another epic show that I see on the radio each week. We are a world at war. The barbarian is here. And never forget, friends, that a government takes away guns when it intends to cause harm to its citizens. This epic episode 109 tonight. Our show theme of Biden inflation rages onwards. The star date of June 30th, 2022 AD. Broadcasting live, I would have it no other way. From my studio here deep in the mountains of Arizona in our underground lair. We will have much conjecture tonight. Many calls. I hope you got your bar open, your crash helmet on, and you're strapped in for God knows where the show is going to go tonight. Well, we've got part two of our interview with the Contra Radio Network, and the overlord of Contra Radio is in the VIP green room, and he will be showing up in the studio to stand and deliver. We want our VIPs to stand and deliver the goods to the American people. We're one of the few shows that we want to know what you think. Our international audience is growing. They hunger what real Americans think on the street. Even they know that we have a corrupt, terrible Washington Beltway media, corrupt the core. They're trying to get around that. They're trying to get to the people to figure out America's real intentions so they can plan their economy, their military, etc. Nobody trusts our leftist Democrat Beltway media anywhere in the world. And if you do, well, you're called a political fool, my friend, and we don't suffer fools gladly on this show. Wow, what a week. Well, don't forget, this is a big holiday weekend coming up, July 4th. Do you have enough gas to get to your parties, America? Have you bought your hamburgers and hot dogs or steaks, chops? Has the food been 20, 30, 40% more than last year? Are you planning some big parties? Well, these are called Biden parties now on July the 4th holiday, just to smack him in the face. He's doing you no favors, we told you that. But Americans deserve a little break. We've all been working hard. We need to have a little time off, a little levity. I'm a hard-driving, hard-working radio talk show host, among the other hats that I wear. And I'll tell you again from last week that the farm crisis in the Midwest is barely being heard on Fox News or CNN or MSNBC. They get hit by hail, one storm after the other, windstorms, tornadoes, crops cannot come out of the ground, water is scarce, their sprinkler systems are all messed up. They're going to have a real problem this year with their crops. So if you've heard anything from this show, you should know that Virginia, I am a Boy Scout. Damn proud of it. I'm an Eagle Scout. And our motto was be prepared. If you don't have some extra food in your house, well, you're just a bigger fool than you think you are. Because right now, things are getting dicey out there, you know? Well, the Von Wien Show is on tonight, my friends, every Thursday night. Now, don't forget, next Tuesday is our monthly show, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. We will talk about inflation on The Bachelor, the war on men, the politics of division in the country. Some of it welcome, some of it not, I'll tell you on that show. So check it out. It's our annual or our monthly show. Once a month, the first Tuesday of every month. Mark it on your calendar. Do not forget, next Tuesday is the first Tuesday of the month. Already here, already July. Can you imagine that? Well, the Von Wien Show is on tonight nationwide in 25 countries. I want you to always hit the show up on Blog Talk Radio. We have found this is the best, the biggest internet platform in the world. It's the best studio money can buy. And right now we're on Pacific Time in Valhalla Studios. And we will say what is on our minds now. Now it's our turn, baby. We've heard the drivel. We've heard the propaganda from the leftist networks all week long. We've seen the kangaroo court, the Stalin show trial. We saw the so-called witnesses with their quote-unquote testimony. But we'll get to that tonight. But first, here's some interesting news I thought you'd find interesting. A massive pyramid is being built alongside the ancient pyramids of China. This is a massive pyramid, larger than the one in Egypt, the Great Pyramid. Go to my Gab page, and you can see that. It's amazing what China is hiding back there. There was also a defense satellite photograph as well on my Gab page. Well, let's just say that photograph fell off a truck, America. Somebody sent it to the studio. It's amazing. There's probably 30, 40 pyramids from an aerial view, a satellite aerial view in China. Yes. And the COVID-19 doctor, another one is dead. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko is dead. Unfortunately, he was only about 48 years old, way too young to die. He spread the word about the hysteria of COVID and the government collusion, things of that nature. And this week, the Royal Canadian government admits, blatantly admits to all, that they hack all of your digital devices in Canada and they spy, actively spy on all of their population. We knew it. We told you. But it's always nice to get confirmation from the horse's mouth. Capiche? And today, the founder of the notorious Hells Angels, Sonny Barger, died. He was a good actor, founder of the Sons of Anarchy, and a Rolling Stone nemesis. He was 83. Well, the Hells Angels had security for the Rolling Stones back in the 60s. Some of you don't know that. Very interesting guy. Had a wild life. May Sonny rest in peace, always. And more death and destruction tonight. Get this. The Senate Sergeant at Arms, who was in charge of Capitol Security, you're not going to believe me, you can Google it yourself, died suddenly this past week, just hours before his hearing in front of Congress. I wonder what he was going to say about January the 6th. Unbelievable. A physician dedicated to exposing the deadly COVID injections, the New World Order, their depopulation agenda, a female doctor, was unfortunately involved in a plane crash on Sunday. Another doctor's death. Good-looking girl, too. Again, on my Gab page, good-looking blonde. What a waste of her mind and talent. Trump told communist North Korea back in the day that we will crush you if you ever try anything. The little red commie bastard took note, and he played nice, didn't he? Now a weak Democrat Biden is in, and anything goes on the North Korean front. A guy wrote the show. I love your cards, letters, emails, your telegrams, your smoke signals from the Indian tribes there in northern Arizona, from the ancient Hopi people. All kinds of messages pour into the studio. Well, this guy said, Vaughn, love your show. Love the callers and content. I know by listening to this show that you, sir, are a man of the people, by the people, and for the people. The right kind of people, I may add. Continue to speak loud and proud. Mr. Vaughn, I will be listening. Love that. Well, his name was Joker, signed the Joker. Well, I wrote him back, and I said, Dear Joker, I'm very proud to speak forcefully for many in America who do not have a voice in today's America. I represent the forgotten man and woman, the man with no name, like Clint Eastwood in the spaghetti westerns, flyover country, the cities and towns and the gridirons of real America. I leave no stone unturned in my quest for a better nation. And we, sir, will beat them all back. How about those apples? He loved it. Well, the Bolshevik school indoctrination system is pumping out anti-American and anti-white communist simps daily with their drag queens, story hour, and the like. Just crazy out there. It is a war. Well, we tried to get the leader of Patriot Front on tonight. We have an invite out to him, and when Thomas can make it, he is more than welcome to come on the infamous and rogue Vaughn Weekend Show. We want to hear more about that Idaho arrest and their charges of conspiracy to riot. It is known they were let out the next day, but still, it shows the undercurrent in America and what the police are liable to do to any group that, God forbid, you go against a so-called pride march in America. God forbid. We're glad you're here tonight. The war is all around us. Prepare and get ready, folks. I just love that. Some World War II music there. We are aware of the Biden agenda. It's designed to bring deliberate disaster to the shores of our country. Biden's stubbornness will be epic because he is the front man for a different puppet master, as we talked about before on this show. They're getting America ready for the slaughter, in my view. It didn't have to be this way. It was all planned, my friends. As rationing has taken hold and already started in Europe, as the entire globe plunges into a horrific economic nightmare, that could happen. Well, our oil reserves will be depleted at some point. We will reach a point in the Biden regime which we are completely dry. Did you know, in our Did You Know series, that America only has 25 days now of oil in our country? 25 days of oil. To say that our current segment of people working, living, and that's it. Unbelievable. Well, in the future, we will not be able to travel freely, easily, nor will we be in a position to fight off any foreign aggression. One would ask, in the Sun Tzu art of war, is that the goal? To make America impotent, to make America not ready for war. The globe is always at war. I knew as a little boy that I used to watch all these wars on TV. I said, we are a world at war. There's never a country at peace. And America is always at war. Well, this renewable energy crap that Biden proposes, it's not going to work. It's not enough wind or, you know, a nuclear power. It takes decades to build those plants. We need coal and oil that built America. Steel. Iron workers. We need people with grit and guts. Like at the turn of the century. Well, it wouldn't surprise me in my mind, my mental algorithm when I think of the DNC and Biden. They want us all fighting over oil and gas at the gas stations and of this country. They want us in the streets, America, fighting each other. We'll all be watching it on the news, and they'll be in their safe bunkers. They want people shooting and stabbing each other to see who will prevail at the gas pump. Already we're seeing fights break out, and already we're seeing gas run dry in many of these locales. It's going to be pure entertainment for the political elites of America. $200 per barrel oil coming to grind the economy to a halt. I believe the Democrats and Biden want this. Right now, the price per barrel in our business section is approximately $109 per barrel. Give or take a few bucks. If you look at the futures market, well, this is going to look cheap in about a year. Wait till gas hits $15 per gallon in America under Democrat and Biden. And don't say it can't happen. Don't you dare say it can't happen. You never thought gas would get to $6, $7, $8 a gallon. Yet here we are. See? Listen to this show. You can prepare. In 1980, the globally average price spiked up to $107.27. And oil, just so you know for the record, I researched it, so you don't have to, reached its all-time peak of $147 a barrel in July of 2008. But I think it's going higher than that. There's a lot of demand. People have been cooped up with COVID, things of that nature. Now, this was the land of plenty under President Trump. But the Democrats hate our freedom. And they love higher prices. And they love higher taxes. Because it's all designed to impoverish you, America. Make you miserable. Remember, the Democrat Party likes to spread misery equally. This is what they really mean when they say we're about equality. Now, you always notice they never say they're for quality. They're always for equality. Big difference. I notice what people say, and I've always noticed that about the Democrats. They'll also never say on TV, they're talking heads, that we are a republic. It's always democracy. Well, democracy is mob rule, and they want to control the levers of America, so they will always rule. We have the rhinos and the cucks on the other side of the equation who don't want to rule, and they will tell you that. We want to be the loyal opposition, the McCain wing and Bush wing of the party. And Romney, they do not want to rule. Very obvious. Well, the Biden administration is hoping and praying that someone, anyone, if you've been watching that January 6th kangaroo court taking place in Congress, they want anybody to block Trump from running for president in 2024. They're deathly afraid of Donald Trump, and that's why you see the Stalin show trial. And they told you already, we're going to be broadcasting this show trial all the way to January 1st, i.e. the midterm elections. It's all designed to hurt Republicans, a political witch hunt. Biden will be the worst president in U.S. history. And that's how it is. You know, the media wing of the DNC is CNN and MSNBC. They're the pro-Biden propaganda spin masters. And they will always gloss over the economy and high gas prices. See, they don't care what you think of middle America. All they want you to see, you're caring about the wrong things, America. They just can't stand that. You're supposed to care about the frickin' hearings. You're supposed to care and believe hook, line, and sinker every witness, quote-unquote, they put up there with their, quote-unquote, testimony. They don't like the fact that you're not paying attention and you don't believe them and you're more concerned with your family, your church, the high gas prices, your taxes, your job, things that really matter in your life. They don't want you caring about that. That's why whenever you turn on TV, they always shove this down your throat. Well, right now in our country, there's already little areas that some contractors have started up, and I've seen them on the internet and on YouTube. They're called tiny homes, and they're being built in some parts of the nation right now, and they're called Bidenvilles, basically. It's a Home Depot shed fixed up with a better roof that won't leak. So good luck out there, America. If you don't make it, if you're lucky, they might let you move into a Bidenville. We had the Trump assistant, Cassidy Hutchinson, in the congressional hearings this week. Very interesting. A lot of it is hearsay. A lot of it might be testimony, but there's so much that they're drumming up on this that, look, they love the Stalin show trial. They love it. And there'll be more and more people who are trying to save their own skin. They're looking at their future going, I better side with these Democrat jerks because I need a job in D.C. I decided I want to stay in D.C. So all the young people are flocking to the DNC. They are making they're going in front of Congress, saying whatever's on their mind, whether it's true, false, partially true, or indifferent. Who knows? But they're going up there, and they want to work in that town. She's the new media darling this week, the young Trump girl who got the highly coveted internship. By the way, those are very tough to get. And she was duped by mean old Trump. She was duped, that mean old man and his mean chief of staff, Mark Meadows. She was duped and led astray. And she's come clean, they say, by talking to the House panel. Oh, she is the new media darling. She will have work in D.C., if not $1 million book deal, very soon. Trump is the best thing that ever happened to her. She'll get a book deal, maybe even a TV show or a Hollywood movie. She's already a millionaire, just hasn't collected her check yet. Trust me. They pour money on these people. They pour money on them. Because, one, they want them always in their fold. And that's how it is. So she hit the Powerball political lottery. Attractive girl, gets up there, got her whole life in front of her. She's 26. And she is going to make a ton of money in the Washington Beltway. Well, if you believe everything that they've been talking about, Donald Trump will star in the new Fast and Furious 10 movie called Capital Riot. Here's the deal, America. I'll talk straight as I try to on every show. The Democrat leftist media loves telling everyone on their Stalin TV propaganda shows that Trump was angry on January the 6th. Trump threw his lunch and some ketchup on the White House People's Wall. Yada, yada, right? Get out the violins. Well, everyone, including the Secret Service, knew that Hillary Clinton was always trying to have her own coup inside the White House when she was there. She threw dishes against the wall many times, as has been testified by Secret Service agents, and even at her own husband, Bill Clinton. Yet, there was never any big congressional investigation about Hillary's anger issues. Now, I remind you, the Secret Server, the Benghazi fiasco, acts of treason, allegedly, her sale of uranium to her enemies, and many, many more serious charges that were always swept under the rug by the so-called serious journalists who they claim to be. They anoint themselves as, I'm a serious journalist. I stand for something. Don't. Well, then we have the abortion debate. But I would say, riddle me this, America, if you are pronounced dead when your heart stops, why are you not pronounced alive when it starts at the moment of birth? Think about it. We love to pronounce death in America. It's a death cult under Biden. Death culture. But if anyone's born, can't have that, can we? That is their moniker or model why they can justify millions of people. They'll say the American people want to have abortions. They don't want to have big families, so we have to let in millions of Mexicans and Hondurans and Nicaraguans, Panamanians and et cetera, Haitians, to come over our border. We need the people. We need the workers, right? So they need this abortion debate. Ties into bigger things. Ultimate agenda is the war on men, and it's the war on whitey in America. Bring in the mongrel hordes from wherever they come from. They found Chinese people at the border, Haitians from 2,000 miles away, Muslims, terrorists, known terrorists. Well, you know, the government right now, I think they read the George Carlin quote a while back, which said, think of how stupid the average person is and realize that half of them are even stupider than that. Wow. That, my friends, is Exhibit A to America. Well, while the abortion debate rages for the soul of America, L.A., Democrat in New York, Chicago, Cincinnati, and Kansas City, and other cities have all agreed to give out your tax dollars for a cash stipend for employees, and in some cases, abortion tourists, abortion turistas, como señor, seeking abortions in their cities. They'll be the new sanctuary abortion cities of America. We talked about this on my show over a year ago. I said, if Roe was ever opposed, we're going to see the Democrats roll out the red carpet. Unbelievable. Well, is there a puppet master in charge of the White House? Seems to be like that. Well, if there is, you know, they always say, be sure to vote. We hope our votes will work a little bit, right? I'm not so sure. It was the great Thomas Paine during the American Revolutionary War and times who said this, direct quote, the duty of a patriot is to protect his country from its government. And where we go one, we go all. So I told you before, we've got the overlord of Contra Radio coming on tonight. Looking forward to talk to him a little bit too. He'll be on here soon from the green room, our VIP guest. Part two, our interview. And then we'll take calls from the floor, of course. But it's just so this, America. The Second Amendment extends from well, prima facie evidence to all instruments that constitute bearable arms, even those that were not in existence at the time of the founding of the country. In other words, what this means that Clarence Thomas so eloquently said a while back is that it doesn't matter that they only had muskets in 1776. The right to bear arms is not limited to the musket. It's a favorite Democrat ploy and argument. It's not limited. They want to say, well, yeah, you can bear arms as long as you have a musket ball and an old 1776 musket. That's what they meant. No, morons. It's not what they meant. And if they did mean that, they would have been very specific. They had the opportunity to. They never wrote it up like that. They said, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed by the government. So they knew that we were going to go on this trajectory, and they knew in the future there could be some possible issues and problems arise in our new American Republic. And it is what it is. Here we are. 2022 AD. Well, hopefully we'll get the Patriot Front on our next show. And folks, we're going to get to our VIP guest, the Overlord of Contra Radio. But before we do, just know that you have a friend in the Von Wiehan Show. We will speak truth to power. We know you're out there. We know that you mean well. We know that we are the backbone of the nation. We are the ranchers, the farmers, the real patriots in the military, not the drag queen guys, the businessmen that open up the shops, hire people, get things moving in the right direction. We're the ones that build things, create, contract. We're builders of society. Democrats won't like to tear everything down and destroy it. They are the culture of death and the party of destruction. We're nationalists. We believe in the country. We do not believe in the rhino talking points or the rhinos that say they represent us in Congress or the Senate. They do not. And they know they don't. So, without further ado, you have entered the Radio Octagon. We're glad you're here tonight. I shall be back. I guarantee it.
Dunklen Farben für dich.
Reich mir die Hand, German Gothic rock and roll from Europa, which is now a complete, utter wasteland in many parts, invaded by the mongrel Third World, terrible government. They want the all those nations to be sacked, pillaged, and destroyed by their invading armies. Make no mistake about it. Well, with that, let's get to the Overlord of Contra Radio, the man, the myth, maybe the legend. Overlord, welcome to the Von Wien Show tonight. How are you doing, my friend?
I am doing wonderful, Warlord.
Nice. Well, I know tonight you will stand and deliver. I know
you will
have a lot to chat about. Where would you like to begin, sir?
I need wings to stay above the liberal diarrhea rivers that just keep flowing out of D.C. I just can't stand it anymore. There's so much crap flowing. I don't even know where to start. No clue where to start. So I will follow your lead. It's Von Weehunt, the barbarian, the eternal German. You will follow his lead, and you will stand and deliver when called upon. And if you don't, well, he'll just hang up on your ass.
That's right, my warlord,
tell me, what do we wish to discuss? I know you were going to have the Patriot Front guys on. I am here to back you up whenever you need it. You just need calls.
I appreciate that. And tonight, you are the Patriot Front, my friend. We're going to have them on, I think, July 4th, what Lincoln told me, and we're looking very forward to having them. We'll be a very gracious host of the Patriot Front. You want to hear, and see, this is the method to my madness, Overlord. I wanted Patriot Front to make the rounds all over the social media at first, just to get the, bang out your thing, bang out the issues, get out there and speak your mind, man. But now since it's settled, now I want to talk to them. I want to get, okay, what's happening now? Where are we going with this? And I think it's awesome. What's wrong with the slogan, you know, strong families build strong nations? Makes sense to me. I don't see a big problem with that. But in Idaho, I guess they do. Yeah.
it sounds very Reagan-esque.
It does.
I don't know.
But the media says, how dare you?
Right? Oh, how dare you are. Well, don't forget the American mainstream media. They are nothing more than the propaganda wing of the Democrat Party.
Yes.
They send out their talking points to the media. And if you don't believe me, there's plenty of examples out there where you can sit there and see, and go from channel to channel, station to station. And they're all asking and saying the exact same question, trying to make the exact same point. They're out of ideas. Unlike us in the conservative who have ideas. That's just my opinion.
We do. Well, let's start with we kind of kicked it off, but then we're looking forward to the leader of Patriot Front coming on. And again,
yeah.
I want to dive deep down the rabbit hole, and we will find out what they're all about a little bit more in depth. Though we know in our show, we've talked about them before, and we have many members I've heard who listen, which we welcome them all. A lot of Americans like the show because they don't get a damn platform over Lord anywhere. You know,
nope,
a lot of shows, you say if you're a little bit controversial, thanks a lot for calling. Bye. You know, they get you off like that stage show where the little, that thing comes out, which yanks you off the stage, right? They get you off the air as fast as they can.
The
shepherd's cross. I believe that Americans have a right to express themselves. I think Americans have a right to say what's on their mind. That's what started the country. We're going back, way back. I don't believe in this censorship and this, purge of content or media. I've told
political
you guys before, if I'm ever off the air, it's not going to be because of me. It'll be because they yanked my show off the air. What are your thoughts about that, Overlord?
Oh, my thoughts? It's political correctness running amok, and we do not subscribe to that. I don't subscribe to it on Contra Radio Network, and I know you don't, and I know the people that have shows that run on Contra Radio Network do not subscribe to political correctness. You want that? Go turn on NBC, ABC, CBS. You can drool and hand-wring and gnash your teeth and throw your temper tantrums. We don't put up with that. We're adults, and we take action when necessary.
Damn right. There is a time in life. I've told everybody in the audience that there will be a time for action. Lights, camera, action. There will be a time for these things. And again, it's not going to be what you're planning. It's not going to be what you're thinking. Probably hasn't entered into anyone's imagination. But the way things are going in this country, the trajectory is not good for a lot of people. And so
I would agree.
You've got to get out there. You've got to be prepared, folks, because we've told you. I mean, once gas spikes up, they're already doing what I thought they'd be doing. We'll talk about high gas prices. They're already walking up to your driveway at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning with a drill and stealing your gas now in many parts of the country.
Happened to my next
because
door
fuel,
neighbor.
There we go. There we
it's
go.
It's true. It's true.
And what are you going to do? I always tell folks when they come for you, what are you going to really do when you find some punk on your driveway with a drill bit laying down? Well, one guy said you should run him over. Well, that's true, but we all know that would be a bad thing. The cops are going to come, blah, blah, blah. I just say this to the American people. I mean, thinking about these scenarios. Because you might walk out one a day and see a burglar outside your house. You might see some crazy person. And, and the crazier society gets and the higher the gas prices, I'll leave it up to the audience's imagination what they would do. On my show, we are the law-abiding bunch, right? But I always say, wink, wink, nod, nod. A lot of things happen after midnight, if you know what I mean.
Look. The bottom line is this, and any good patriot, a smart prepper will know what to do. Now, the question becomes, if you choose to exercise what could be considered deadly force, remember this, you and you alone will have to stand and account for it. So, be mindful. Yes, we want to go out there and we want to break their skulls, but that is not a good thing. However, a good couple shots to the peroneal nerve above the kneecap on the side will serve as a reminder, don't take other people's property because obviously mommy and daddy didn't teach you that, you overindulged piece of shit. But that's
right.
What do I know?
Well, that's why I say use your imagination, America. It's like These groups, these people, I say a lot of these things, many true spoken in jest, right? Because we want you to be stay safe. We want you to be law-abiding people. But at the same time, like Overlord was talking about there, I mean, these people are out there. I see them everywhere on YouTube, social media. We're going to come to your house. We're going to steal your stuff. We're going to take your gas. And it's incrementalism, isn't it, man? Crime in incrementalism.
Yep.
Little bit. People that have no business in your neighborhood, you start seeing them one day. They'll start, sliding in, seeing what they can get into, looking around.
Oh, yeah.
They don't live there. They I have stopped my car and called them out. Are you lost?
Absolutely.
I'll say to them, no, bro. Well, bro, I tell you, better keep on walking. I'm neighborhood watch. Whoa.
Hey, that's what I do.
Okay, man. Hey, bro. Chill. I love it when they talk in those drug crazed. Get the F out of here. In other words, I'll break it down for you, you moron. Get the F out of my neighborhood. Go to South Phoenix to do that crap. Don't walk up here in the north. We will cut you down, spit you out. You're in the wrong neighborhood for this crap. And you guys tell it's their face. You're in the wrong. I can go where? No, you can't. No, you can't. And you do? You do what you want, man. I always tell them, but I'm watching you. Have a nice day. I make a mental note of them.
Be your guide.
Yeah, you got to call these morons out. Everyone's so afraid of their own shadow. Look, I don't go looking for trouble, but if it's obvious, what's called open and obvious, confront them. They don't have it.
Absolutely.
These guys are just stoners. They come up from the middle part of Phoenix.
And they're counting on you to be afraid.
That's right. I'm not afraid. Yeah, I said, you picked the wrong guy at the wrong time. I am not afraid of you. I will talk to your face.
I've had them come up my driveway.
And I will tell you to get the F out of here.
I had him come up my driveway, and I copped up, and I said, what are you doing here? My car ran out of gas. Gas station, mile and a half up the road, Shoe Leather Express, engage, go. I catch you over here again, and I know who's been stealing, and it's going to be you having some conversations with my former coworkers. Oh, I never see them again.
Right. Good for you. Absolutely.
I do.
You got to call out the BS, folks, in American society. Call it out.
It is a lot of it out there. You have to call it out. If you don't stand up
for yourself.
Yeah,
they forced our hand. Right.
I mean, if you don't stand up for yourself, who else is going to do it?
That's right.
What else are you going to do? You got to stand up for yourself.
They're counting on you to cower, and they're counting on you to be weak, like Biden. And when you're not, freaks them out, doesn't it?
Well, they don't like that idea. How dare you? Well,
they don't like that.
I don't think so. When I first started doing my show, I heard people say, "Oh man, now they know you have a gun." Good. I want them to know I have a lot of guns. I avail myself to the Second Amendment, and I'm trained to use it. It's not it's my God-given right. It's my birthright as an American. I got a true story for you, Warlord. True story. My daughter, she lives over in Portugal right now. And she came home, and she brought her boyfriend to Portugal, right? And they got total gun control, or national gun control. So I've taught my daughter to shoot. And we go to the gun store. We look at weapons. She says, "Hey, look, can I bring Andre when we go shooting?" And I said, "Well, okay, yeah, sure. Let's do this." See, here in the tyranny state of Illinois, you need a FOID card issued by the state police that says you're not a mental defect, a drug addict, or a felon. It's crap. It's $10 for a card that doesn't expire for 10 years. But you can't transact any firearms business or ammunition business without it here in the tyranny state. Regardless. So he brings his passport. Get this. He brings his passport, Portuguese passport, with him. We go into the shooting range, 5-star there in Zion, Illinois. It's a great shooting range. Go in there. Oh, okay, no problem. You know, I'm thinking, I'm a citizen of this country, and I got to show it. Floyd Carter, are you kidding me? So anyways, so we go in there. This kid's never even handled a gun, never seen a gun in person. I sit down, I give him a 10-minute quickie. This is the safety briefing for you. One, point it down range, so, you know, that kind of thing. So we get done shooting. He's loving it, absolutely loving it. And I said, he says, can I take these targets? I said, sure, you can take the targets. Take them back home, put them on your door of your house.
Sure.
Where my daughter's living. So that way everybody knows or thinks that there could be a problem. The issue is with Andre, he loves America, loves it. He says, I want to be an American. I said, well, that's fine. Come over here. Get your citizenship. It's easy. The test is easy. I'll coach you through it. It's not hard. And then you, too, can go out and buy as many guns as you want. And the point of my story
yes.
is this. There are people all around the world who envy our Second Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it go. Because the Second Amendment keeps everything else legal. So my point is that, Warlord, there are people around this world who've never even handled a gun. And when you take them shooting, they absolutely love it. And he did pretty good the first time. He really did. I just had to, you know, correct him a few times, just, you know. And, of course, my daughter's in the next shooting lane firing, you know, plinking away. So I said, from mm-hmm. now on, you get to do Mozambique drills. What's that, Dad? I said, 2 center mass, 1 to the head. Oh, and you got 20 seconds to do it and go.
Yeah.
That's not enough time. I said, that's more than enough time. Do it. But my point is, men, you got daughters. You take them to the shooting range. You teach them the proper firearms techniques. You know, how many times have we seen it, the videos on social media of these morons holding an AR-15 rifle, like it's a semi-automatic or a pistol, and then they
right.
fire it, and of course the AR-15 recoils and, you know, smacks them in the face, and everybody's laughing. I said, don't laugh. This is a person who tried to avail themselves of the Second Amendment, but failed to get educated with his tool that he wants to use. This is what the anti-gun people look for. Oh, look how dangerous they are.
Yes.
No, this is this, and I said, don't laugh at this. Find these people. Teach them. Correct them. Help them. Okay, I'm off my soapbox for right now. Continue on, Warlord.
God, I love that. Well, I would say guns conquered America. Ooh, people don't like that. What do you mean? What do you mean, Von West? I said, think about it. Guns conquered America. This nation was founded by the gun. We had the early guns, the muskets. This nation was founded in war, unlike many other nations. We were founded in revolutionary blood, unlike many nations. It's in our spirit, our DNA, though it's waning a bit. True. It's still there. It's still there.
It is.
And
it
can
is.
Be conjured up with a spark. You know, of freedom and liberty. You know, we had people that have called the show before. You know, this nation used to be like the quote-unquote shining city on a hill, which you invoked Reagan. That's what Reagan said back in the day. We have fallen so far from that shining city on a hill. You know, we're now, half of the country is now northern Mexico with little tiki lights out. Cartels are everywhere. Fentanyl is being imported into America by the cartels via China and killing lots of people. Now,
that's okay.
People, there's
no,
two schools
okay.
of thought on that. Yep, people say it's getting rid of a lot of our trash. It's a little a little bit of a theory there. Some people don't have a bigger, it's terrible, don't get me wrong, but then again, I say, yeah, that's true. But at the same time, we have a massive drug problem in this country. China is using asymmetrical warfare to attack us and kill Americans without officially declaring war. And they decided
correct.
The best way to do that is to use the vices against Americans and load up these fentanyl pills and dump them all over all over America, knowing full well that Americans will spend $5 of freeloader money to pop a pill and see if it makes them high. It's all about the next high for a lot of people. And they're ODing, man. I mean, it's a rampant problem. But this is war. China is actually doing this on purpose. And look, at some point, I can easily see a situation. Now, no one's saying this but me, whether that's good or bad or indifferent. But I can see where our country would go to war with Mexico again over the drug problems. What say you?
I'm saying yes. Fentanyl is so dangerous. In fact, when I was working the streets, and this is back in the early 2000s, late 1990s, when it very first started appearing, they told us, because, in fact, we got the bulletin from the FBI, and they put it out everywhere. And what they said was, if you even touch the fentanyl with your bare hand, guess what? You will get the high from it. You could be killed by it because it absorbs through the skin. That's how dangerous this is. And it is true.
Yeah.
Those that are taking fentanyl and kill themselves, it's a self-correcting problem, in which case, guess what? People make decisions in this country, some good, some bad. What are you going to do? You can tell people, look, this is dangerous. You probably shouldn't do this. Some people don't. They're going to do it anyways. And one thing before we get off topic, Reagan did say this, and this is true, my friends. Listen closely, my patriot friends. And it is, if freedom fails here in the United States, there is nowhere else on the planet to go. This is the last stand right here. This is the Alamo. There is nowhere else to go. This is it. Think about that the next time you're thinking about maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should join the Democrats. Maybe they're right. They're not. They haven't been right since the day they were born. Why do you think they walk around coloring their hair so they look like parakeets? And they throw temper tantrums, for the love of God. Get over yourselves. Grow up.
They color their hair like parakeets. That's awesome, man. It's true.
They do.
You know, remember, folks, the Democrat mindset is...
Are you kidding me?
Right. Right. They want purple hair and blue hair. And they want, you know, psychedelic hair. Look, it's just too much drugs that they've ingested, first of all. And secondly, they love making, I've always said, the extreme mainstream. So
right.
Now you walk in the mall, you see little girls with blonde hair that's now blue, light blue, all shades of color, purple, what have you. You know, red like Bozo the Clown. And ladies,
oh, yeah.
You got a light complexion. Don't wear the red hair. You look like Bozo's sidekick. You look terrible. You really look terrible. Nothing attractive.
Oh.
I see these loser soy boy simps that are like, you know, following them around. Typical 7th, 8th grade, 9th grade losers hanging around the food court with their one hip, cool, trendy Negro friend, because they got to have that to have street cred in their world.
Right.
Bizarre, man. It's a bizarro world. And I go, you guys are never going to make it. You're just not going to make it. You know?
No, you're not. That's why you rely on liberalism and government handouts. Because, one, I can't deal with reality. I cannot be responsible for myself. I want somebody else to make the decisions for me. That's their mental
right.
attitude. It's just another, you know, my daughter did the pink hair thing once. And I told her, I said, you know what? I like that look. I'm going to get pink hair, too. She goes, Dad, no. I said, well, why not? If it's good enough for you to be seen in public with me with pink hair, I think I should be able to do it too. Never happened again after that. I'm telling
I love
you.
It. Well, they're trying to be different than mom and dad. I get it's a natural teenage thing, right? But they've really gone off the deep end. You scan them all is a great culture petri dish of American society and where it's at and where it's going.
It is.
It really is. I look at the people Everyone can afford the food court. Nobody has, very few have packages in their hands of anything worthwhile. They'll hang out for hours at the food court and eat orange chicken or a bowl of soup or the Japanese grill, what have you. They walk around the mall, go in the stores. They will try to rip off the stores and shoplift. And many malls now I've noticed, not that I go to the malls a lot, but I've noticed over like the last year or two that they've doubled security, you know, and there's more crime at the malls now than ever before, which reflects American society. But we're just headed towards a weird, weird place in the future, man. And, you know, we've talked about this. I mean, the trajectory, I love looking at those graphs. You take America right now, this snapshot, and you put us out just a year, just two. Now you don't have to go to the next generation or 20, 30 years down. Just go 1 or 2 years out. Scary. Now they got the Roe v. Wade thing going, too. Unbelievable.
All the temper tantrums never end. And you know what? It is so ludicrous, the response from the left. It is. It's absolutely ludicrous. Oh, if you leave the state, they're going to arrest you. No, they're not. They're not. No. It's like, but there are low information voters out there from the blue states. Hey, look, if you're running a big Democrat-run city and you want to riot and burn it down, please do. Nobody from the right is going to stop them. Please burn down all the liberal cities. I don't care. Have at it, boys and girls.
Right.
Because they don't even know what – they have no idea what they're rioting about.
I know.
It's a right. No, it's not a right. It's not codified anywhere in the Constitution, so it's not a right. Unbelievable.
What's great about the Democrats, I know, Overlord, they have a mental design flaw where when they get mad, they burn down their own cities, which I love. Torch them. Burn them down, baby. Burn, baby.
Burn.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Do it.
Nobody's going to stop you. Go ahead. You want to burn down your city?
Go for it. We'll help you put gasoline on the fire. How about those apples?
Hell, yeah. We'll ship in gallons. Here, go have at it. And here's a big lighter. Have at it.
Knock yourself out, kid. The old man says.
Knock yourself out, kid. Literally, knock yourself out, please.
Knock yourself out, kid. Those crusty guys, I love them. He'll say, hit the bricks, pal.
Right.
Knock yourself out, kid. Everything is kid. I love it. Everyone's a kid of those guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're kids.
And they've earned the right to say that. They've earned that right.
They have.
They've earned that right, man.
The silver platter.
Yeah, I don't understand why conservatives are so afraid of confronting these idiots. Well, they might attack. Well, good. Most of them can't fight anyways. Go
whip
their ass. Don't be afraid of these people. Don't be afraid. You know, and too many times I've been monitoring social media the last week, and I'm getting really tired of listening to the Roe v. Wade thing. I really am. It's boring me. But the thing of it is, you sit there, and people say, well, why aren't the conservatives out there protesting? Because we have jobs and responsibilities. We're adults. There will come a time for action. There will come a time. Now is not the time.
Exactly.
But it's coming.
Definitely not the time.
But it will
come. Oh, it's coming. Absolutely.
The Supreme Court are like the adults, the parents in the house. They said enough of this crap, and they said enough's enough. And of course the left screaming, you know, go to the streets. Yes, go to the streets. Stand right in the middle there, and I want you to play in the streets while somebody comes and runs your ass over. In fact, Oklahoma just passed a law. If you're protesting in the middle of the street and you get by a car, it's on you, not the driver.
As it should be. Yes, you know, Oklahoma. Common sense.
I, Yes.
The streets are not there. They are not the public square. The Democrats will say, we have the public square. No, you don't. It's this frickin' street. It's a two-way street or a highway. It's not yours to hijack and stop people like me and Overlord and my audience from getting from point A to point B. We have commerce going on. We've got important radio shows to drive to, media events, work, groceries. I've got to go drive and pick up some ammo. I have to do my monthly ammo run, man. I need to pick up some more 9mm, some more .223, some more .45 caliber, and the list goes on. But don't get in my way of doing my chores, man. We're going to have a big problem. And see, these people want a big problem with us. And I go, be careful what you wish for, because I would say this, and I want to get your opinion on this, Overlord. The Democrats always go in front of these houses, right, Supreme Court or whoever, and they say, out of your house and into the streets. God, and I would say when we come out of our house and into the streets, you better be ready. Because when we really come out, when the right wing comes out, we're not playing, and we have a long fuse, baby. But when it's lit, we're going to clean house. We're going to decimate you guys. Mm-hmm. You better be very careful what you wish for. If you really want us in the streets, I don't think you do. But they claim they do. I go, you're a moron, and you know what? In all wars, there are morons. There's always a guy that, right? Blows up the ammo dump. There's always the guy or a gal that crashes the jet or the tank. Look, these people, we want a better country, but I've always said America's going to balkanize eventually. The writing's on the wall. The trajectory is there. We're not a cohesive unit, and we never have been. This idea that we were, we were kind of good for about 1776 to about the 1830s, 40s, in that around the American gold rush time, things around, and that was 1848, things started to turn south. And then we had the Civil War. Mm-hmm. So that's my quick analysis of American history. What say you,
sir? I'm going to say something, and I want you to hear me loud and clear. You are onto something. You just don't know you're onto something. What you're talking about, there's a book. It's out there. It's called The Turning. And roughly every 80 to 90 years, you see a huge social upheaval in the United States. You are correct on your timeline, absolutely correct on it. And if you go back and you look at all the big things, whether it's from the Revolution to the Civil War, to the 1900s, when you see World War I come in, you start seeing the social divisions just before then. And generally, this happens every 80 years. It's a book. It's called The Turning. You are absolutely correct in your assessment. I give you kudos. You get a gold star for just coming up with that. Congratulations. The rest of you, you need to call into Von Wehhunt. You need to stand and deliver. Don't be afraid. No one here is going to trash you. If you're a liberal, we're going to make fun of you. We're going to mock you. And we'll probably hang up on you anyways. So please, we all need a good laugh. So please, if you're a liberal, call in. Because we all need something to laugh at. You sniveling little pusses. I can't stand them. What really drove me crazy? All right, the pussy hats? When the pussy hats?
Yes,
the pink pussy
those were great,
hats,
man.
And then you see the liberal men wearing them. I'm thinking, yes. Oh, for the love of God, go back home. Your balls are in a case of Lucite under your bed on your wife's side. Get them out, put them on, and try to act like a man. Try. Just try. Just
try.
A little bit.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking, oh, my God.
So true.
I got my pussy hat on.
They're silly boys. They are simps, man. They are pussies. They are weak men. They are the scourge of America.
I love that
line in Man the High Castle, where they finally get
great show, by the way.
Basically to Adolf Hitler in the Alps of Europe. Mm-hmm. And he says, your greatest sin is your weakness. That's what America is. Our greatest sin is our weakness. It is true that we are a weak nation right now.
Yeah. And everybody knows
it. People love it.
Did you see the video of the brainstem over in Spain when they're having the big state dinner for NATO? And he comes in and he's just standing there. He has no clue where to go. You can see he's obviously trying to read the place cards, trying to figure out. A lot of people were laughing about it. I'm saying, no, this is sad. That old man should never have been put in this position to begin with. And now he's out there. I was like, oh, good God. It was sad. It was sad.
Elder abuse.
Stood around, looking
elder
around.
Elder abuse, man.
He was. And he was looking around for somebody to help him. He had no idea where to go. And it's like, good God.
Pathetic.
And it happens all the time. I said, everybody says, well, he got 81 million votes. No. The correct question is, yes, he got 81 million votes. How many legitimate votes did he get, though? That's really the question. And it ain't 81 million. And I gotta
oh, Lord, I could talk to you for hours and days and weeks and months, man.
I know.
We're
going to
be continuing our conversation. Like I said, we're going to have part 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 over the summer and the fall. I always tell all of our VIP guests this. We've talked about the trajectory, the liberal mindset, which is a very scary thing, the rabbit hole of America, turning of America, various social upheaval events. What are your final thoughts to America as we sit here on June 30th, 2022 AD, sir?
I'm glad you asked. Thank you. Real quickly, patriots, preppers, listen to me closely. Food shortage is coming. Tick-tock, baby. The clock is running. Do this. Your next few paychecks, you get to the dollar store, you start buying cases of food because it's coming. There's no doubt about it. It's already happening in Africa, and it's starting to spread. Australia's already been warned. What you consider a Western nation, they've been told, expect empty grocery shelves. Patriots, preppers, we only import 15% of our food, but it doesn't mean we're not going to be exporting our food around the world, therefore creating shortages here. You need to get your cases of food. Start prepping now. Don't wait. And it's not going to get any cheaper next week. Get it today if you can. You hear this show, you get it. That's my warning to you. Get the food you and your family are going to need. You're going to need it.
Very true. I love it. Contra Radio. Tell folks real quick how to find you.
Okay.
And, and you're uploading my show to your network as well. So awesome.
I do it all. I love it. I love your show. All right. Listeners.
We love you, man.
By the way, massive increase out of South Korea. That's got to be the American military tuning in to Contra Radio Network. Thank you. Contra Radio Network.
Yes.
You want to go and check out all the episodes. By the way, we got a new host show, Elsa Kurt. Have you seen her by any chance? She does
the
perfect imitation of Kamala Harris, and she is funny as hell. She sounds just like her, and she's starting to do AOC imitations. She has almost got that one down to a T. But anyways, look, we got all these shows. You want to come check them out. Contra Radio Network. That's www.crn.best. E-S-T. Put it in there. You go right there. You will catch the Von Wehunt show there. Why? Because I like it. I got my show there. We got a bunch of different dynamic personalities doing shows. That's where you find us. And you people in the American military, keep the faith. Keep the faith. Just a couple more years, and we'll get you a real commander-in-chief.
Just damn right. Overlord, love you, man. The Overlord of Contra Radio Network. Our VIP guest tonight, we're so glad you're here in the studio talking and telling America what's going down, man. You're welcome back here anytime, and we'll have you on many, many more times, my friend. Have a great night. Fine. Love you, buddy.
Thank you, my friend. I'm here for your beck and call. Talk to you. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Wow, Overlord was full of good intel tonight. Totally great call, great VIP guest, true patriot. Check out his website, CRN, Contra Radio Network, folks. God, at best, B-E-S-T. Well, get your cocktails ready. We had a lot to think about tonight. When we get back, the Gladiator will be showing up. The bar is open. Keep strapped in. I shall return. We, this show, as you know, we are the cult of personality.
During the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Cult of personality all over the airways. We're nationwide, 25 countries. We've heard from the overlord of the Contra Radio Network. And don't forget our fun show is next Tuesday, the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. We will talk about some fun things and some maybe a serious topic or two. Well, many of you in Radio Land, and I know this, but we are getting lots of people downloading the podcast after hours. And I've noticed this all over the nation and all over the world. People want to know what real Americans think about the media censorship or liberal Democrat spin and filter. And with that, we're going to get to the Gladiator and his compound in North Phoenix. And then I think we have Catwoman on hold from Canada. Let's get the Gladiator on. What do you say, America? Welcome to the show, Mr. Gladiator. How are you doing?
Good, man. Good. What's going on?
Good, good.
Good.
Speak up a little bit. I think you're on a,
yeah,
a light phone there. Good, good, good.
So, hey, man, I am sitting out on my $20 a square foot, 3/4-inch marble patio, smoking my, yeah, smoking my Cabrera, $20 Cabrera cigar, drinking my $60
yes.
bottle of champagne, eating my $15 Talenti Italian ice cream, watching America blow up in front of my face. Unbelievable.
It is.
You know, what you mentioned about Biden looking around for his name on a plate. I mean, you're the president of the United States. Take any fucking seat you want. Pardon my French, right? Sorry. But
right?
That's the champagne. That's the champagne talking. But take any seat you want. Right? I mean, you're the president of the United
yeah.
States. Take a seat, dude. If somebody says you're in my seat, go bullshit. I'm in my seat. Get another seat, pal. Who are you, the president of France?
Right.
Get out of here. You know, Macron?
Right.
Good. You sit on my footstool over there, bitch. Like, come on. Unbelievable what's going on. Yeah, I want to talk about a couple of things. So, you know, this abortion thing is kind of funny. I was thinking about this, and I think this is hilarious to the point of, okay, liberals, you don't want a man to tell you what to do with your baby in your body, but yet you allow Fauci and Biden to go tell you to get a flipping shot in your arm that's made up of SM-102 and called it the vaccine for COVID, and you did that. Those two men told you what to do with your body, and you listened to them.
That's
right. Think about that, America, right? That's number one. Hmm. Number two, how about monkeypox? Remember I said 2 months ago, everybody put your bananas away? The monkeypox is coming. Remember we talked about that one night?
The monkeypox
right?
is here. Oh, my God.
All right. Well here, I'm going to break down the monkeypox for you, okay?
Okay.
So the monkeypox is chickenpox on steroids, or very close to what a smallpox used to be. But you know how they used to, like, they said, Ronald Reagan let HIV and AIDS run rampant in the gay community. He didn't warn them. Remember that back in the 80s?
Right.
Okay. Well, here it is, America. Full circle back at your liberal ass. You ready for this one? Monkeypox.
I'm ready, man.
300 cases
in
America. Strapped in and ready. 300 cases in America now after they announced it 2 months ago. Oh, there's this monkeypox. And then they shut up on the news, all the NBC, CBS, ABC, which, you know, the overlord has it kind of right. I mean, they do take their marching orders, but what they take their marching orders from is really the families who own the Federal Reserve, who are also married to the news stations, NBC, ABC, CBS executives, who are also married to Paramount, Warner Brothers. They're all intermingled now. And the Federal Reserve is not a government agency. Remember, those are the richest families in America that charge us interest on producing money, which they don't even print anymore. They digitally transfer it and still charge us interest, everybody. They're charging the American people interest. Okay. So they get the marching orders. They literally get a script to read every night. They don't go and do news search. They say, what am I saying tonight? Who am I bashing? You know, who am I blaming? All right, but monkeypox. So they mention it in a little blip on NBC, CBS, ABC, Evening News. I watch them every night during the week just to see what the Democrats are going to say. And they let monkeypox run rampant. Instead of sending the smallpox vaccine out to all the major cities, telling the gay communities, right, the communities they say they love, gay men, transgenders, and bisexual men, instead of telling them, look, everybody, you got to use contraceptive because the monkeypox is transmitted through human, right, human secretion, human blood, right, orgasm, sweat. And if you don't use protection, gay community, you're going to spread the monkeypox. And where does the monkeypox live? Where is it rampant on planet Earth? It's rampant in Asia, like Bangkok, Thailand,
yep, China,
the Philippines, right? The Philippines, all in the Southeast Asia. And what's in the Southeast Asia that would attract gay American men to go and communicate with? All the little transgenders over there. And they all go over there and they have sex with them unprotected, and then they come back to America and have sex with other gay men here in America. Just like they did in the 80s under Reagan, and they blamed Reagan for HIV and AIDS. Well, where was Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer, and NBC, ABC, CBS on the monkeypox? Because now, out of the 300 cases, 9 cases are women, 291 cases are gay men, gay, transgender, and bisexual men. Now, that's reported. We already know 300 turns into 3,000, which turns into 30,000, which turns into 300,000, a la the Kung Flu known as COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me they didn't know this? So if you believe the Democrats are supporting you, gay community, right, transgender community, think again. They just killed you. They just went after you. They didn't even give you the smallpox vaccine, which they have in millions of doses stored at the CDC, right? Because we got rid of smallpox how many years ago? 80 years ago.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Right. 80 Long years, time. Right? Just like the Overlord was talking about, every 80 years, right? Well, here it is. And then they went after you. So good luck with that. Keep voting Democrat. All you left, liberal, gay, keep voting Democrat. But the right wing, right, there is a right wing sanction group of Republicans that are gay. Well, guess what they told their friends in their Republican gay community? Because I looked it up. They said, start wearing protection again because that smallpox is going to run rampant. So even the gay Republicans had enough credit in their brain to warn their own friends about it. All right, so, you know, the news media, they're less liberal, but they don't really care about the gay community. They just use them for votes, right? That's the point, right?
Right, right.
So Biden can't find his seat, and, you know, it's not Biden that's running the country, right? Because Overlord had a good point, like, they should never have let this man think that he's in charge, because he's not in charge. 70% of this administration was already in Washington, D.C., between 2008 and 2015 underneath an it called Barack Obama. Barack Obama's on K Street now at the Black Lives Matter headquarters because he co-founded the Black Lives Matters while he was president, the year he left. And he is actually running the show because 70% of that administration calls him and says, what do we do? Well, give the old man his marching orders, right, because they had it where they had photos of his directions when he walked up to the podium. You say this, you say this, you ask a question of the Washington Post, and then you ask a question of the New York Times reporter, and then you must leave promptly after you say the speech and ask two questions. Get out of there. This guy's got dementia because he's had two aneurysms, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So They're letting him think he's in charge, and then once in a while he thinks he's in charge, but then he falls off a bike. Stop it.
Right,
he falls right down to the ground on a bicycle, right, with his little bike helmet. Too bad he didn't have if he didn't have the little helmet, maybe he would have hit his head, but then we'd have Kamala Harris, you know, the cackling cow up there. But
he's a 40-year-old virgin, you know?
Exactly. So, everything's kind of laughable at this point, right? And, you know, America, look, you know, we talked a little bit about this, but you probably saw it because I told you to start looking for it, and it's out here in Arizona, right, because they already did it in Washington. Oregon is almost done. I talked to a gentleman in West Oregon. He said, yeah, they are doing construction at all the gas stations on the new pumps are getting installed. And I'm like, yeah, they're not new pumps. They're new pump readers. Because they're doing the two digits to the left, meaning not $9.99 a gallon, $10.01 and higher per gallon.
Yes.
So they're going to $10, and Washington, Oregon, California can't afford it, but they're doing it. Once in a while, they're putting new ones in. Arizona, they're putting them in everywhere here. Las Vegas, Nevada, mm-hmm. New Mexico. Like, it's coming from the west to the south, right? So when
right.
when Mid-America, Missouri and Oklahoma and Nebraska, they're going to start seeing them. Then they'll see them in Chicago. Then eventually they'll make it to the East Coast, into Washington, D.C., and then 6 months from now, the news channels will be like, well, you know, folks, it's $10 a gallon for gas, you know? Like, yeah. I mean, it,
right.
we already knew this back in April and May, right? They're going there, right? That's where we're going.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then another thing, everybody, you got to pay attention to this, because here's what the administration and all the news channels, when they read their marching orders, right, their little script, right, their little sitcom script, when they do the evening news on these major channels, right, they are reading this one line, and this one line is ridiculous. We are at an all-time high in the Biden administration for oil production. Now, you got to break this down, because this is what it means. Yes, under Biden's administration, since he took over, they are at his all-time high, but they are at
yes.
60, but they're at 63% of the production under Trump, because we were a net exporter of oil, not an importer
yes.
of oil. But on the first day of the Biden administration, he signed two presidential orders. The first presidential order was to take the Federal Reserve back out underneath from the U.S. Treasury, where Trump put it on his first day in office. He had the Federal Reserve sucked underneath the U.S. Treasury so they could not charge the American public any more additional interest on any printed money. Biden took it out, and then all the accrued interest under Trump smashed us right in the face in the form of $4 more trillion, and then the Rescue America Plan, $1.5 trillion, another close to trillion, $1 trillion going to Ukraine. No wonder we're in an economic crisis. That's $6.5 trillion so far under Biden. So far under Biden.
Yes.
Right? And they let the inflation horse out of the barn, which you'll never get that. That's like that song Duran Calling Wildfire, right? Because the barn was on fire and the horse got out and can never find the horse again.
Great
yeah, they'll
dog.
Never find the inflation yep. horse ever. That horse
yes,
is gone.
Right.
Not only did it get out of the barn, it went through the wall of the farm, and it's up the mountain on the other side, only in some valley that nobody can find, right?
It crashed through the gate. My God. Yes.
Crashed through the gate. That's right. Crashed right through that gate, right? and luckily, we found our mare. But,
right.
Yeah, but. But we're Republican. We find our horses. But now the same two people under Obama that are getting their marching orders from Obama, Powell and Yellen, right? Janet Yellen, she's finally back. Yeah, she's the one that screwed it up in the first place between 2008 and 2015, and Powell is right underneath her. Now he is at the Fed. And she's at the Treasury. They flip spots, and they say, "Yeah, we think we missed the inflation. You know, right? Like we should have probably started raising rates, right? Like maybe we missed it. Well, you missed it for 8 years before. Of course, you're going to miss it now. You guys are idiots,
right?
You know. So
right.
they're not producing any more oil, folks." It's just they're producing the most oil under this idiot, who is actually run by his former boss from K Street, Barack Obama. So they're not producing a lot. They're just producing the most possible. But the oil and gas companies, they're not stupid. Because, yeah, the Biden administration all of a sudden said, yeah, well, we released all those leases on the land and over, you know, and in the Gulf. But if you're an oil company executive, you're a CEO. And you're going, well, why would I sign that lease and give you the money for the lease when I go to put the equipment on the land? You're going to tell me you can't because that is blocked by a presidential order. So all you're doing is saying, well, we release the leases, but the oil companies won't grab them. Yeah, because you got five other bridges I got to cross that you're not willing to unlock the gate to for me to build anything. So I'm going to give you money for a lease I can't use. Because you shut down the Keystone Oil pipeline. The Keystone Oil shutdown was the second presidential order that Biden signed upon Barack Obama telling him, sign that order and stop the Keystone pipeline and let's stop the entire oil flow from Canada to the U.S. We'll stop all the shale. We'll stop it all. And then that was the plan. Then you mentioned the Supreme Court today. What they did, even though they got Kajani Brown on, but still it should be a 6-3 court, but it's really a 5-4 court because John Roberts is a Republican liberal Democrat. But then the five conservatives said, wait a minute, you mean if we vote five yeses to allow carbon emissions, then the coal industry can continue to produce coal, which will send coal to the steel factories, which will actually produce steel that actually produces the steel that makes the windmills for their green power of green energy. And it will produce factories in metal and steel that produce the electric batteries that they want so bad. So, keep the coal industry going. Yeah, we'll vote 5-4. And then the Democrats go, the green is gone. No, we're allowing the steel to be made so that you can have your steel wind. Wait a minute, why are you bitching?
Well, I always say the green.
Unbelievable.
Right. I would say, Paul, that green is the new red. The green is the new red. It's the new red communist. They're going to – everything now is green. They know it sells, and they want you in America to suck up the green while they take it out of your back wallet, and it's all designed to get more control over your life, bottom line.
That's right.
You know?
So here's what I decided. With all the money that I saved over the last 6 years, knowing that the Democrats would somehow screw this up, I'm going to smoke my $20 cigars. I'm going to drink my champagne. I'm going to eat my 15 little jars of Italian ice cream. And I'm going to watch everybody else burn. They're going to burn the streets around me. Anybody comes over my wall, they're getting shot over the wall. And I'll have my video camera to show the police, look, he was on my wall. They were coming in. And then they got shot over the other side. I mean, you got to protect what's yours because they're coming. And they're coming for people like you and me who are listening to the Von Wiehunt Show. And you better get your stuff together. Like when you do your run, pick me up because – you know, I want to do my grocery and ammo run as well. And by the way, we got to get to the range sometime soon. But, it's a brave new world.
Well, fire will.
you know, the left always said they want the new world order. Well, wait till the new world order runs into the brave new world. Because we are the brave new world. We've had it, America. We've had it up to here. We knew we had somebody in charge of a company called the United States of America, the republic for which it stands, not the democracy for which it stands, the republic for which it stands. So Benjamin Franklin had it right. When he came out of the first Congress and everybody asked him, what do we got? What do we got? What do we got? He answered, you have a republic if you can keep it. And if we don't vote these if we don't vote these left Democrats out in November, we will never keep the republic. This November, first Tuesday, is probably our last stand to save the republic and keep the republic for which it stands. And it stands for us. It doesn't say for the democracy, because you have in Venezuela – in Argentina, you have a democracy, and they have to elect a dictator because a dictator says, you're electing me. Because he takes all the votes, throws them in the garbage, puts all his votes in, just like the Democratic National Committee had all their operatives do 2020, first Tuesday in November, from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., But they do that every year, and that's a democracy, supposedly.
I know.
And then you have banana
it's mob rule. All of it,
yeah,
baby. Paul, thanks so much for calling the show, man. I appreciate you, brother. Great
you
words
it,
of wisdom for the community tonight.
Always.
We thank you, man. Always, man.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Well, he had a lot to get off his chest, and I'm glad he did. A lot of good points there for everyone to think about. I want to get some more calls in before in our live segment here. So let's get over to Catwoman in Canada. Is she still there? Hello, you're live on the Von Wien shows. Is Catwoman going once, going twice,
hey.
Going thrice?
I'm here.
Ah, hello? How you doing?
Good.
You're there.
I think I accidentally had you on mute. I am. I was saying, hold on, how are you?
I got a countdown. It gets people's attention. I'm doing good. Doing really good. We can always do better, right? But we're doing good. We're hanging in there. Studio is doing good. And we need to get more sponsors for the show and expand. Anybody out there who wants to sponsor the Von Wien show, hit me up. VonWeehanShow@gmail.com, where I get lots of letters from the audience. So what's on your mind tonight? What's
well,
going on?
Actually, we're celebrating Canada Day tomorrow, you know, the day that Britons thought they should solidify their control over us so that you guys don't take us over, that day.
Right. Yeah.
I kind of wish that that it didn't really, you know, go that way, but here we are. So.
Well, I'll tell you my thoughts about that. Mm-hmm. Again, no one's saying this but me. Nobody. You won't find anybody that says half the things that I say. But I have told people, Catwoman, that if anything were to ever go down in this country, and I mean really like the gauntlets being thrown down, right? Things you talked about. Mm-hmm. We're a peace-loving group and a law-abiding group. But if anything really happened to say we were invaded by the UN Army or some crazy, you know, it could be Red Dawn America, it would cause such an uproar, or our government attacks us, whatever. I say this, that once we are engaged, we're going for all of it. We're going to be at everyone's throats. Canada is fair game. Mexico is fair game. Greenland is fair game. It'd be a big, mega powerful North American continent. And all the commies would be kicked out. All the malcontents. Degenerates, Bolsheviks, Marxists, will just be sent there walking papers. Get out while you still can. Get out now. Because that is what should go down.
Yeah.
We need to rebuild that over here. We have millions of people in America that have no business being over here. People would say, "Oh, Von Wien, you're so cold and cruel and heartless. They're at the border." Yeah, I always say you fell for it, didn't you? When they come to our border, or even the Canadian border, they say, "Señor, I just want to work. I just want to be part of your nation. I want to come into America, señor. I love America, right?" And they cry and wail, and then our border patrol goes, "Yeah, let them in. We could use some more landscapers in L.A. or busboys in Dallas." And then they come in, not all, but I see this enough where a lot of them go, "F you, America. La Raza, Azalan. Now we take over with our numbers. Pancho Villa rides again in the Southwest." And they flip on you, and they tell you to screw you, America. We're here, and it will be effing little Mexico. Because that's what we want. And it's going to be effing Mexico in Canada. Nothing against the Mexican people. I've been down to Mexico a million times. Enjoy parts of the country. enjoy the culture, the great food, a lot of hospitality, but there is a certain segment of the people coming over here that are not, I always say they are not their hardworking dad or grandfather who came over on the burro over the border, and all he wanted to do was work for 6 months to feed his starving family. They want to come over, they want to get benefits, and they want to take us over from within. Immigration is the Trojan horse. What say you, Catwoman?
Oh, I agree 100%. And I don't understand why they come here, because they think that, well, the West is so great, we want to be part of your country. So they come here and then they complain about how they're treated, and they complain about white supremacy, white privilege. Well, you know what? I have to say to you, we're not privileged. We're not privileged to be here. We belong here. So they come here thinking it's going to be a great life, but then all they do is whine and complain about how things are unfair for them. Oh, you can go back home if you want. Free boat trip.
Yeah. No, I like it. No, you're right. They go, ¿Cómo? ¿Cómo, señor? I go, look, we talked about this before on the show to sum up. America, especially us, we do not have a population problem in America. We have enough low-skilled people. We have enough busboys. Thank you. We have enough landscapers. Thank you. I'm tripping over their carts out here in the Southwest from Texas, Tejano, to the California coast. Again, there's a lot of good, hardworking Hispanic people in this country. It's nothing. I like Hispanic people. No problem with them at all. I like the ones that are hardworking. I get along with them. And no problem there. What I don't like are millions and millions and millions of unvetted, unchecked people. And also, let's not forget about the Somalians, Africa, the Middle East.
Oh, we're getting some of those. Yeah.
Yeah. They all are coming in. And this is going to blow up, folks. No nation, this is all done by design. No nation has ever survived this level of immigration. This is the Trojan horse into the predominantly white European and Western countries. They made a concerted decision that they want to flip these nations into brown and black. It is the browning of America. It is the blackening of America. It is what it is. It's obvious. My God, people get mad at you now in America and Canada for speaking the truth, How dare you, they say.
If it's done legally, it's still the browning of America, whether it's legal or illegal.
That's right.
So people can virtue signal their non-racistness, but facts are facts, and apparently facts are racist. It's part of this process. So if you look through history, You see these stages, right? So first there's demoralization, and then there's denormalization, and then there's chaos, and then there's normalization again, right? So we've been demoralized in every way possible, and that goes back to the Marxist Frankfurt School that came over, and they demoralized us with feminism, with our indoctrination centers. Look around you. We are demoralized. These demoralized people are the ones that are voting immoral political leaders, turning it into a clown show, right? I don't give any credence to the parliamentary system at all. One strong leader is better than 500 idiots slinging mud at each other in parliament, getting nowhere.
That's right.
They're not doing anything for the people at all. So then comes normalization. Well, okay, 5 years ago, if we saw someone in a store with a mask on, you would think that's strange, right? And now it's normal.
Right.
It's totally, and the fag pride stuff going on this past month, it's considered normal. It's even considered family friendly, right? So now
that's
it
right.
comes next chaos.
Right.
So what do you think happens when your country turns brown? Look in the big cities, look at the demographics. Where is their chaos? And then,
I couldn't agree
that's
more.
How they bring in the and that's how they bring in the new normal, right? So people just need
that's
to look
right.
around
well,
them and no politician stopping it. And actually, because we had the trucker rally in Ottawa, and then we had the bikers, and now this guy is running from or walking from Alberta to Ottawa, and he's gonna, you know, he's gonna really show the libs, you know, he's gonna own them just by walking from. Where is that gonna get you? I understand.
Take that, you libtards.
Yeah, exactly.
Love that line. Take that.
You wouldn't believe how many Canadians think that the libs are shaking in their boots right now. No, they're laughing because it doesn't matter what we do. This whole mob rule thing, I see it as an illusion. They give us the illusion of control mm-hmm. by giving us a ballot to check off, but really, I mean, you've seen it before. The politicians are installed. They're not voted in, and they don't care what you think. They don't even hide the fact that they don't care what you think anymore.
That's right.
So I have yet to see a politician stand forward and actually do something or actually say something.
Oh, I know. I know. It's terrible, Catwoman.
Do politicians talk about the white replacement going on? Is anyone we have some
they
politicians
are
that
in our country, if they bring up white replacement or white genocide, they are immediately politically in the leftist media, it's the equivalent of being tar and feathered. One, they're pissed off that you brought it up to masses of people and you're awakening them. Two, you're not playing by the rules. Again, our power corridor, the Washington Beltway. I always mention that. So when you go to D.C., they go, there's two ways to fly, buddy. You can go with the program, invited to all the cocktail parties, enjoy suitcases full of cash, maybe an escort or two here or there. Lots of power, lots of franking privileges, free stuff from Congress, etc. We'll fix you up. We'll hang out with us. We'll hang out with you. If you go to Congress, and if you that's just reality 101. Go to Congress and you go, no, I'm for this. I'm going to bring up these things. They'll say, well, you're now an enemy of both parties, and they tell the media, sick them like a dog. They're going to dredge up everything you've done since 5 years old, and they're going to make you out to be a serial killer, a criminal of the highest order. God forbid if you got married a few times or divorced a few times or you had a business bankruptcy, they're going to throw everything they can at the fan, man. It's all designed to destroy you. They want to destroy you if you don't play ball, and they want to get rid of you. They want compliant congressmen. Compliance is what they want. You can have a great career if you hang out with the right. It's like high school. I always say people have never progressed over high school. If you hang out with the right group, you'll be popular. You'll be liked. And the media won't give you much of a hard time. You got a free pass. And they love liberal Republicans right now because you are the poster boy and girl of the leftist media because they want to do anything they can. It's all designed to get rid of their political opponents and to destroy the Republican Party. People can bitch about their Republicrats, but it's all designed. These hearings, these Stalin show trials are designed to attack any political opponent of the Democrats. That means any Trump supporter in our country. Mm-hmm. So there you have it.
Well,
and you're right. I mean,
I think
it's crazy.
At the same time, don't they then, isn't that how the Overton window sways a bit? Because I've seen mm-hmm. this happen, that they put in liberal Republicans or liberal-leaning conservatives, hoping that some of the liberal members that usually vote liberal will then vote conservative. But then while you're doing that, you're now demoralizing the opposition. I mean,
exactly.
Look at
moralization is a big key component. And I've told you guys, they're trying to demoralize you. They don't want you to take action of any kind. I'm not talking about people. It's nothing violent. It's just taking action like prepping, buying food, buying gear. They don't want you to take any action at all. They want you to sit in your place and say, we've lost the battle. We've lost the war. Why should I gear up and do anything or join any group or whatever? We've already lost. And that's what they've been very effective at, is telling you you've already lost the battle before it's even begun. It's Sun Tzu, the art of war. They're using it against you. And so if you're convinced that no matter what you do, you're, let's say you want to buy extra food and water, you want to buy an SUV, you want to get fit, you want to get hiking more, you want to lose 20 pounds, you want to get, you know, military age males, especially they want to be buff, and as they should, and middle-aged men too, and older men, whatever the case is, and women. They don't want you to do any of that. They shun it. You know, why are you doing that? You're not going to take over anything. You're not going to be a player in the new America with a K. You're not going to be a player. So they convinced a lot of people, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your money. Just keep watching your videos, your TikToks, your Netflix, your football fantasy picks, right?
Yeah.
Get people distracted by roaming bread and circuses. I'm sorry?
And we, I was just going to say that they know that we're easily distracted, and we've been conditioned for this for decades. I mean, think back to the 60s, right? I mean, with the civil rights movement, everyone thought that was a good thing. With the feminine movement, there were waves, right? And everyone thought these things were good things. Yeah,
it's trendy, right? People in America like to be trendy. They like to be, they love to be what I call hip and trendy. If they're hip and trendy, and they kind of go with the flow, and now anybody can be a little fish in a big stream, just go with the flow wherever the stream goes. That's not taking a stand for anything. You're just going with the flow. It's demonic. It's degenerate. It's satanic in some ways. It's anti-American. The leftists are nuts and crazy. They basically, like I've always said, they take the extreme position of whatever you're talking about, and they make it mainstream over time. They make it mainstream with the media. You know, the gay lifestyle, when I was a little boy, for example, was they were in the closet. It was not mainstream. They were shunned. They were not hired. They were looked down upon. Now the gays are embraced by corporate America. You can't say anything about their lifestyle or they'll fire your ass. They'll sue you. Again, disappoint you. Take your money in court. Can't say anything. See, they put an effective muzzle, a legal muzzle on America and Canada. What are your final thoughts?
Yeah. I've probably said this before, but you have to, people have to realize that it's easy to see who's in control, because those are the ones you're not allowed to criticize. And then they have to realize that these same people are the ones that demonize the ones that speak up against them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't call you a liar, so then they label you. So, I mean... Commander Rockwell, back in the 60s.
We are in for a hell of a time. And I've warned people to get ready on multiple fronts. I'm serious. I don't see this going, and again, we're a peace-loving show. It's not us. We're not going to do anything. We don't need to. There's other people out there who are going to be doing things. Right or wrong or good or evil. They're going to be doing, and we're going to be swept up in it if we're not careful. That's why I told everyone, just be ready and ready.
Yeah.
Catwoman, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, well, I was just going to suggest if people want a good summary of the pattern that keeps on going and going, Commander Rockwell wrote a book for children, actually. I've read it to my kids. It's an excellent book. It's called The Fable of the Ducks and Hens. It's an excellent breakdown. It's easy enough for kids to understand, too. And it's funny because after I'm done reading it, one of my 8-year-olds says, "Isn't he?" They're very perceptive.
They are. We'll keep your kids tight. They'll be safe. And as long as the Von Wehan show is here, we'll keep always fighting the good fight. And our listenership is on the cutting edge. We are ready. We are, prepped and ready. And again, I always tell folks, we don't have to do anything. It's going to be done for you. I'm convinced of that. Catwoman, thanks so much. Have a great night.
Yeah, have
appreciate talking
a good
to
night.
You.
Yep. Good night.
Thank
Ron.
You. Catwoman from Canada, folks. Great call. Wanted to get her on the line. We haven't talked to her in a while. Well, does your town sound like this?
All right, folks. Calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why y'all want to come into my town and start trouble? And scare all these nice people? You ain't got nothing better to do than to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass.
Best promo ever. I always say that. Look, the Republicans are always giving other right-wing people in their party a hard time. Not always coming from the Democrats. It's coming from the Republicrats in that party. And they give anybody who doesn't drink the Kool-Aid on the right a hard time, too. So it's the multiverse. It's the political multiverse, folks. It's terrible. But with that, so let's get to the gunslinger. We've got to get him on here. I know it's getting late out there in Dallas. Gunslinger, how are you doing tonight, my friend? Are you there?
Well, pretty crazy. Yes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Good to hear your voice, man. The gunslinger's on the air.
Is it just me, or is this freaking country getting crazier and crazier almost by the day? Okay. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. Okay. I even started carrying 2 extra speed loaders on my gun belt for my .357 Magnum.
Love it.
Okay.
Don't blame you.
Give me 30 rounds. Yeah, I mean, I keep up with
you
this
might
on
need
the internet.
30 rounds.
Hell yeah, you might need it. I mean, you never know. I mean, with these animals that are out here, and I'm calling them savage animals, I mean, I see this. I mean, I keep up the news every day that, this murder up here, Dallas is, I think it's 37% up. Their murder rate is up from last year. I mean, really?
Oh, how wonderful. Gee. Dallas.
How wonderful.
I used to live there.
I even read that. Oh, yeah,
I know.
Even out there in Hollyweird, I read an article a couple of days ago that the crime rate is up 137%, and they defunded the police.
That's all? Democrats love crime because it produces victims, and that party is all about victimhood, man. Victimhood. They want you. They want you to be a victim to liberal crime, especially if you're a conservative white guy or gal. They love it. Just love it.
They love it.
They say, get a taste of your own medicine, whitey. Right? We know.
I hope those people out there get robbed, raped, and everything in between because it's their own fault. When you defund these people, whether you like the cops or not, they have a bad job. I understand that. It's a very dangerous job. Okay. I'm a retired master electrician. I had a very dangerous job myself. Okay? Wasn't a lineman, thank God. But I was, electrician and residential commercial. But, these people, I mean, who are you going to call when they come after you with their guns? You don't call people
right.
that are, counselors, and they're non-armed, by the way, and replace them with, like I said, non-armed counselors. What are you going to do, talk them? I mean, these people are crazy. They are doped up on stuff. They are crazy. They're insane. They don't care. All they want is what you got, and if you don't give it to them, kaboom. Okay?
That's right.
I've seen one video out there in California where there's not just one, not just two, not just four, not just six, but eight of these little bastards robbed a jewelry store in broad daylight.
Armed. Sure.
And people were standing outside like, good, what is this, a movie? Okay. No wonder people.
But Gunslinger, let me tell you what happened. Somebody hurt their feelings, man. Somebody hurt their minority feelings, and they have to rob the jewelry store to feel better about themselves, bro. Hey, bro. Hey, bro. Let's rob the jewelry store, bro. Everything is bro out there. Somebody hurt their feelings, man. That's my theory. What's yours? I'm being sarcastic here. You know that. Yeah.
Well, yeah. But the majority of these robberies, home invasions, like I put into the chat room earlier, a 93-year-old man shot and killed a intruder. I think that you can figure the color, okay? So
right.
These people, they're entitled to something. They're not. They think that they're entitled to your stuff. Well, guess what?
Sure.
I'm entitled to shoot your ass too. Okay, you think you're gonna take my stuff? Not gonna happen. Not from the gunslinger, no. And when you have
the leftist Democrats, you're right. They have a right to.
Yeah.
It's a right that they've been taught. We have a right to take your stuff because the whiteys out there in the suburbs of America, you've had it too good for too long. You have white privilege. You make the most money. We have a right to go in there and take your crap and take it at gunpoint if we feel like it. And we might even pistol whip you and your family and kids just for sport. How about those apples? Oh, yeah.
Just for
that's
the
what they think.
Just for the thrill of it. Yeah, just for the thrill of it. And then you have that idiot, that dementia-ridden thing in the White House. He's not president, okay? That's for damn sure. He is not the legit legal president. Donald J. Trump is the legal president, okay, in my book. All right? They stole the election. We all know that. They cheated. They will probably cheat again because once a cheater, always a cheater. You know the line.
That's
okay.
Right.
And then this idiot signs in this crazy gun laws, these newfangled gun laws. And the most dangerous part about that is those red flag laws. Man, them things, thank God we have a pro-gun governor here in Texas that any of that crap, he'll veto. Okay, it's not going to stink here in Texas.
Right.
Okay? It might in other states, but it ain't gonna fly here in Texas. But can you imagine that? Does people realize the depth of a red flag law? Your dog could come over and shit in my yard, and I could say, hey, he waving gun out his front door. SWAT team.
Sure.
And be lucky if you get
swarm,
the guns back.
Swarm, swarm.
In fact,
they want to swarm your house. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's coming. There'll be a lot more Americans that are going to be targeted by the federales and others, and they're going to swarm your house. They're going to surround it. It's coming. This is the state of terror that the Democrats want. They don't want freedom and liberty in a shining city on the hill. They want you to be scared. They want you to be terrified, America. This is to them. Remember, I told you before, this is revenge time. It's payback time in their eyes. They'll never come out and say that verbatim as I have very directly on my show with them. But you look at what they do. We're going to allow millions of people to come in here that have no business being here. We know damn well they got to eat and drink. We know damn well many will resort to crime to eat and drink and live. And we're going to try to get them as close to the suburbs of America as we can. We want the violence to spill over. Then we want you to react to it so then you can be busted and arrested. That's the plan. Destroy your life. Destroy your home. It's evil and diabolical. That's what the Democrats want. What do you think?
Well, what's going to happen, how this is going to play out real fast is even if they implement these red flag laws in other states, okay, especially the northern states because they're hostile states to gun ownerships anyway, what's going to happen here, even if they do, it's going to take them at least a couple of years to fully implement these plans, okay? 2024 is coming up. Donald J. Trump is going to run again, and he's going to win. So guess what Donald J. Trump is going to do the first day in office? Pew, executive order, bye. And he can do it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So they're grasping at straws or making mud balls and trying to throw them on the wall and see which one's going to stick. They know their ass is grass in November. There's no doubt about that. It's going to be a red wave, okay, all the way through. And they know it's going to be a red wave in 2024, too. I plan on voting for the man. That's for damn sure. Okay? Even though he's not perfect, nobody's perfect. I didn't see God on the ballot when I voted for the guy last time, the first time. I didn't see God there.
Exactly.
Okay? Exactly. So, you know, and his track record. You got to look at the person's track record. I don't care if he's orange, pink, pokey dotted, or Timbuktu. It doesn't make a flip to me. You got to look at the guy's record. What has he done? He has done what he said and said what he did. Okay? So when you have somebody like that, okay, yeah, he didn't do maybe every single thing. Like I said, he's a man. He's not perfect. Okay? But it's better than Comrade Clinton or any of these other freaks. Okay? And there's even rumor that Comrade Clinton may try to run again. I heard that day before yesterday. Are you kidding me?
Wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Never stop. Evil never stops, okay? The only way that you can stop evil, what is it, a silver bullet, okay? That's not the only way you could ever stop it, okay? Because these people are so demonic and so crazy and so nut job, nut cases, that they're not going to stop. Just like Putin.
That's right.
Putin and whatever the idiot.
They're not stopping right now.
Yeah, did you
see
that picture of that? Did you see that picture of him holding that goddamn card telling him what to do? Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Who's running this country? It damn sure ain't him. Okay. So it's the shadow government, if you want to call it. Okay. And these people are crazy.
Right.
They're communists. They need to be stopped and have a nice night.
I love that, Gunslinger. Thank you, sir. Awesome call, man. Wow. Just love that. Well, we know how corrupt Joe Biden is. He's just terrible. He sounds a little bit like this.
Hello, America and the world. This is Joe. They referred to me as Hiding Biden just because I've been in my basement this whole time, and I'm trying not to say too much. The people I deal with tell me to keep it on the down low, and then I'm getting ready to become president. Because we got to take our country backward. We got to take the country backward. What I'm trying to say is we got to take this country backward. That's my vision. And vote Joe. You know to vote Joe on the computer. Well, you know the deal. It's 3-3-3-3-3-3.
It's not that our liberal friends don't know anything. It's that they know so much that isn't so.
This is the Reverend Jackson, and I'm talking to you today about the man himself, the Spartacus, Joe Biden, who's been around since 1973. He's been working in the politics, working in the government. I've seen him around there. We've been to fundraisers together. We've raised money together. And now I'm asking you to send me, your Reverend Jackson, some money now in dealing with Joe and Joe's mental capacity. He's going to need help more and more in the future. I need money so that I can buy him a warm coat and keep him warm in the wintertime. So food and sustenance, another thing that Joe is going to need more of, and they're going to need some new shoes and probably end up needing like a new car to drive him around in. So if you would be so kind as to send money to the Reverend Jackson, and I send it to Box, Washington, D.C., and then you can look this up, cold up. Thank you very much. This is your Reverend working hard, working for you.
God, love that. Look at the Irish Pirate next. We're getting a little short on time here towards the end of the show. Lots of callers here. The Von Wayan Show is dangerous. We're always watching those tsunami waves coming in. Sounds a little bit like Hawaii 5-0. A great show back in the day in the 1970s with Jack Lord, Inspector Garrett, when Hawaii actually had law and order. Well, yes, my friends, you always explore new worlds and galaxies on the radio airwaves with the Von Wehen Show in more ways than one. This has been a Blog Talk Radio show tonight in the Von Wehen production. With our last caller in tonight, our tech wizard, Irish Pirate. We'll talk about a little bit of this and that. We don't have always as much time to give you all. We let these. I can talk to all of you for hours, but there is a thing called the show and those damn things called digital clocks here in the studio. So, Irish Pirate, how are you doing tonight, sir? Hope you're well in your bunker, my friend.
I am. I actually had to get up out of bed early this morning and actually go out and put in my invoice, et cetera, start chest in the fall early because there's been a big shakeup in that part of town. There's somebody new coming down the pike and they're going to hit like a bull in a china shop. So everybody's all worried. Hmm. People are actually leaving and they're saying, no, not this wonk. And we'll see. I think people are just scared.
Now, what's
going to
happen?
Well, whenever there's an administrative change in a school or a district, sometimes people don't come in with the highest of grades from their previous
mm-hmm.
work.
Right.
And so, yeah, and sometimes that's been a good thing in my past where they want to get rid of one of the teachers I'm with because that teacher doesn't follow the script. And so what it ends up happening
right.
is in those cases, they move the teacher and I just get to go with them to the next school. And that happens all the time, whenever it happens anyway. But
right. Now, I know you love talking about education and chess and your wonderful students,
yeah.
which you are the man for. But let's talk about here briefly about the Contra Radio Network. Now, you heard the VIP guests and you heard
yeah.
some of the calls. What's your thoughts on Contra Radio Network and the Gladiator and Gunslinger and Catwoman from Canada?
Okay. I think probably the best out of the group there was Gunslinger, but I will say any new network, if Von Wehunt's willing to be on it, I'm going to be checking it out just simply because I've
yes.
been interested in growth since years ago, and I've always mm-hmm. been willing to work with that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. The doctor that invented the polymerase chain reaction test, the PCR, bad things happened to him when
he spoke out against what was going to happen for its use. In other words, he found out how mm-hmm. they were going to abuse his product, and he spoke up, and then, of course, he died conveniently in late 2019. Well, the same thing happened to Dr. Mark Roberts Bullard, who he didn't invent anything, but he was the one that stood straight up and they said, oh, there's going to be a problem later on with monkeypox. And about 90 days ago, there was some right. medical group.
Monkeypox
oh,
is everywhere.
They said it was going to hit on exactly May 15, 2022. Just wait for it. It's like, oh, here we go again. Dr. Mark Robert Bullard used the same logical tack and said, are you kidding me? You can't make a vaccine for monkeypox just like you can't make a vaccine for coronavirus. It won't work. It mutates right. all the time. It's supposed to. It's a virus. So anyway, he met an undue and very quick demise not long after that. And that's why monkeypox is next one up. Now they've got all the dissenting votes, you know, to sit down, shall we say. And let me give you an yeah. example about some other dissenting votes. Do you realize in the last 18 months, the FDA actually voted the first time around? The board majority said, oh, you want to stick a vaccine, a coronavirus vaccine to people? It was the first vote was no. They said, we're not going to do that.
Right.
So they fired
right.
everybody who said no. They fired them all, replaced them.
That's
and
right.
And then they had another vote on the board. Then later on, they said, okay, now we're going to make the vax, quote unquote, safe for those who do not have legal consent to use it. 16 is the age for making sure you get all the states. And again, the board conveniently for us said no. No again. So they replaced a whole bunch more people. And, of course, none of this makes the news or anything. I mean, we find out after the fact. And then the very latest one, they said, now we're going to vax the under five. And, of course, the board,
right.
just like you and I would want them to do, this is after they replaced them for the previous two. To get a yes, they still
mm-hmm.
said no. They still said no.
They love their vaccinations, don't they, Iris? They love that.
Within 18 months, they got these guys replaced three times just to get a yes vote. So
right.
if you want to know why this is, quote unquote, what do they want to say, diligently studied, there's your diligence right there. That when we don't get what we want, we replace the people until we get what we want. That's the only diligence.
Cancel culture, man. Cancel culture.
No.
To the max.
No. But it goes the other way around. For example, the Supreme Court basically, with their simple decision they made, which Roe versus Wade was fake on both sides. The Christians actually
right.
put up a front too, paid a lot of money, and basically said we must oppose the abortion issue at the federal level. Instead of
right.
arguing, there shouldn't be a federal level. So the term is called stare decisis, that a precedent is, you know, in other words, they're supposed to have precedent law, period. I mean, that goes all the way back pre-Magna Carta. And they didn't do that when they even brought – but we've talked about that before with other decisions that were fake, such as Erie Railroad versus Tompkins. Almost all of those went way past where they should have been thrown out. And even in that decision, it was thrown out properly, and then they paid somebody to bring it back in and then got the right judge in this case after they removed the previous one. And got that. Anyway, so with that in mind, now let's turn this around and put it into – the Americans that have their excuses to talk themselves out of being prepared for what's going to happen based on this type of behavior in their administration above them, and they refuse to believe it's happening. There are three excuses they always use, and this is brought up by Mike Adams, and I want everybody to know that here are three excuses that he, for especially for his purposes, that will tell you that you are not ready for what's going on. Number one, you're using the excuse, it hasn't happened before, therefore it's not going to happen. That's really dumb, but they do that.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the government won't let it happen. I think the government lets everything happen that's happening. It just needs time. And then three, if that were true, I would have already heard about it, which is pretty insane.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the same people that honestly believe, just like AOC was telling them, that, for example, abortion could be a birthright. I mean, now that I'm born, I'm allowed to abort my kid. That makes total logical sense.
Sure.
But she did.
Liberal logic.
Your moment in time. You were born for this. I'm going, like, you guys are nuts. So I don't understand any of this. I don't understand the logic that's being used by so many Americans. I don't understand how the FDA can get away with just replacing board members.
Right. In Irish, they'll say, you were born to have an abortion. That is their latest phrase. You were born to have an abortion. Wow.
I say the only thing that should be aborted should be the news. That needs to be thrown out immediately. Yeah, because I want to give birth to truth when I open my mouth, especially new truths.
Yes.
I don't want to spend all day like, you know, some of the Rhino talk radio hosts we've heard about. They're interviewing all these people over and over and over again, and the only thing they seem to say over and over again is the Democrats are wrong, and there's no solution for it. And every time I call up, I'm offering solutions, or at least the awareness of solutions, that you need to put this into your mindset. This has been going on for a long time. What have we been doing? Well, first of all, can't get your neighbors to listen to you. You got to be prepared yourself. I mean, that's so we've had to.
Mm-hmm.
But the second thing that's going to have to happen is you got to survive it, which we've also been talking about. And
mm-hmm.
then third, after surviving it, they're going to come to you. They're going to go back. They're going to say, okay, smarty pants, you survived it. You called it. You knew you were needed to be ready for all this. Now you're supposed to lead us out of it. And I wonder if anybody's
mm-hmm.
going to be ready for that either. I mean, I don't want to be. I'm not born to be a leader in my own mind. I don't see myself loving authority and gravitating towards telling everybody else what to do. But on the other hand, I don't mind saying, look, I've been right way too many times. So, you know, I'll do one of two choices. Either I'm going to be ready, willing, and able without you, or you're going to let me in on showing somebody how to do the right thing en masse. And that's one of the things
mm-hmm.
I love about communication. That was originally what I was going to come into when I came into, when I imagined as a teenager. Oh, I'm just going to go to University of Arizona and study communication. I was living in Wyoming at the time. I said, I want to do that.
Right.
I never imagined I'd come back around to Arizona and realize, wow, I'm going to be communicating a lot from this state anyway.
Here you are.
My mind.
Yes, sir.
Here I am. And that blows my mind. But I didn't expect it to be like this. I was really hoping I could just smack things that were stupid and let it go at that. I was
mm-hmm.
really kind of, when I was younger, mm-hmm. I wanted to be like these Rhino talk show hosts, I guess. But I've grown out of that behavior. They have not. And I would rather talk about something that's going to help out. And for many people, I have to keep telling them, if you don't have one, you're going to need to get a religion. I actually told that somebody once recently. Go get a religion. You're going to need one since you don't have one. pick one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, go through the list until you get to the one true one. I'm not going to tell you where to, you know, I'm not going to push you right to the front of the line.
Right.
But at least get one. Yeah, and then we can do some comparisons or maybe some really cool arguments. Because I love debating that stuff, and I do listen to a lot of debates. Now, I really like it when people come up and say, "Oh, there still has to be." For why are so many scientists out there that believe in evolution? The answer is a whole bunch of them don't, but they're not allowed to speak up. Gee, that sounds familiar.
That's right.
And so, thank God for the Von Weehunt show and other things like that. Because where are you going to get that? For example, in the scientific dialogue, we talked about that. It was Ghislaine Maxwell's dad that shut off the medical journals by demanding too much money at the gate like a troll. And so eventually it just costs you too much money to be able to publish the truth. It's pretty much what happens.
Yes.
And so you're wondering why you don't see it. That's a good example for that. The love of money is the root of all evil. And there you go. It starts it. If you need $1 million to tell the truth, you know, okay, that's not what's going to be out. That's too much.
And they'll tell America, Irish, they'll say, you can't handle the truth. Well, the truth
is
on this show.
Worries.
We will speak truth.
That's the
power
that's the
and elsewhere.
Of our worries, Von Weehunt. But whether or not we can handle it for sure is the least of our worries. And whether or not other people can handle not being prepared for it is going to be the first question that I'm now going to have. It's like, okay, you saw this coming a mile away. Oh, we saw Joe Biden's script cards. They're now starting to show that. And was it Cernovich that was on earlier today on a bad show? And he's literally saying, well, they wanted you to see that. I'm like, what?
Right.
They wanted me to see that Joe Biden's reading script cards and following them. I don't think
to
see that.
It's just their stupid spin. We want you to see that. We want you to see how senile and old and dumbass he is. We just love that, Irish.
Wow. Seriously. I can never hear enough excuses for the bad behavior of people both on the left and the right, supposedly, when the only real movement is up and down, you know, in a society. It's up and down. And the prevention of moving up is what it's all about. And so that's how I look at the candidates. Now, I did actually find one candidate that got angry and started running. His name is Bob Fenton. He's up in New Hampshire. And he's probably going to be the next Rand Paul. And people keep asking me, would you vote for DeSantis for president? And the answer is, and my answer is, I hope not. I like him right where he's at.
Right.
And Ron Paul, I like him right where he's at. He stopped a couple of world wars already. And then if this guy Fenton gets into Congress, I don't want him for president. I want him to stay right there. And what I'd rather have at the moment, if you really push to shove, I'd rather see Trump go again, just simply because he thinks he can take it again. He's been there. He's willing to sacrifice himself over it. And I'd say that's probably the best move the Patriots have, is to go ahead and let him do it again.
Yeah.
Even though
we're up against the clock, sir.
Yep.
I could talk to you for hours, man. We're at the half hour mark. We appreciate you, man, in more ways than you'll ever know. And what are your final thoughts to America?
That.
You got 1 minute. Stand
final
and deliver, sir.
For the moment. Well, final thoughts to America for a moment. I had no idea today I would get up this morning, do all the things I did for the fall. I know what's coming. It's going to be really nasty. Everybody's getting ready to be locked down. They're almost thinking somebody has to come along and order. And the answer is, why do you listen to them? The time has come where if someone doesn't have the proper authority, if you don't have actually literally a gang of people like a medical board or something like that, if it's not Congress asking you to tear down your door, you know, then you shouldn't be opening it. And so that's what I'm seeing is we need more authority and less one guy making decisions. And the term for that
is populism.
Populism is when you pay attention to the people themselves. Okay, that's not going to happen unless we not only replace everybody, but we actually have to go backwards in time. I'll leave you with this question. There's a year that a lot of people can say is the year that we finally stopped following the Constitution. And some people say that it never happened, that we still are somehow. Or that it was recently, you know, like Obama did it, or some people think it was 1933 when we had the gold emergency and put the gold fringe around the flag. Some people think it was 1878 when we incorporated America, that made the Constitution basically null and void because we were the company, you know, GovCo America. And anyway, I say it was, believe it or not, 1779. I think we actually created one too many false communions right off the bat that nobody was happy.
Interesting. Interesting.
The single most
Irish, we'll talk about that on future shows. We've got to run, big guy. That's another rabbit hole that we could get into. That's a good one for next week. We will start right there at 1779. Have a great night, Mr. Pirate. We appreciate you, man. Thank you, Irish Pirate folks. Yeah, we could talk for hours about these things. Unfortunately, being a talk show, we are limited in time. Well, so glad you're here tonight. I had a full show for you, and we went into overtime. So glad you're here. Wars and rumors of wars, always. Well, I told you before that the ancient Hopi Indians in northern Arizona have told me that they believe when the big calamity happens that the political elites will run and hide to their underground dumps and bunkers, and that it will be their sealed over tombs. And there will be many survivors on top of the ground as well. The real wars have begun in America. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be here next Thursday night, as usual, for our hard-hitting show. And next Tuesday is our Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy show as well. For our fun show of the month, we will have a few cocktails, kick back, talk about the toxic dating environment in America and the good dating environment as well, the male and female species. And even we'll even throw in some politics for good measure, what's happening in corporate America, human resources, which is the new Marxist institution in all corporations. We have a lot to cover and a lot to do on every show. So we're so glad you're here tonight, folks. As I broadcast from my mountain stronghold in Arizona, I wish you all a good night. Be safe out there. I'll talk to you soon.